keep you well.
It's the Dr. Bill Deagle Show, presented by NutraMedical.com. Call live 818-818-6401.
And welcome back, and we have John W. Spring here. John, you did something when you gave me the notice before the show today, which is really unique. You managed to send a certified letter directly to the president of the information. We're putting it together also to try to get Gary Franchi or Josh Bernstein, who was just on the show in the third hour yesterday, who hosts the Next News Network that apparently, according to our good sources, President Trump does watch. In fact, Josh Bernstein, about 3.5 weeks ago, had a dinner with the president himself. I'm not Josh Bernstein, I mean Gary Franchi, who I've known for years. So I think it's very probable that today either the president himself or his advisors are listening to the program. So I want you to be very crisp in your, excuse my English, there my coughing, getting a little excited. I want you to be very crisp in terms of what the issues are, what the danger is, and what the solutions are in your research that goes back now over decades to 1961, when you actually found geographic and other information you put together with your genius of geography and knowledge of the 1961 danger at Cuba, which took the flight of the YouTube flight and the Intel people to actually confirm, and actually later, a year later, they had an aborted attempt at the Bay of Pigs. And in 1983, the Grenada Island disaster, where the Russians again tried to put nukes in the Lesser Antilles Islands, not too far from La Orchilla, which is north of Venezuela, where a little over 2 years ago, I started getting visions of Russian submarines in the Orinoco River, and Russians putting in intermediate and hypersonic cruise missiles in Venezuela. And of course, after I bugged you for some months, you did your research, and you did the, you know, the grunt work to actually prove it. But it was, if it wasn't for kind of a supernatural visitation and a standing vision, I don't think we would have pursued it to the extent, because you were watching Nicaragua for some time. In fact, I think you mentioned Punta Huerte back even when we were further talking back several years ago on the program. Yeah. It's important for people to understand that God wants to protect the nation of America and the nation of Israel, and there's some degree of confusion, and if you want to call it ignorance or lack of knowledge in both nations of the dangers, the issues, and the solutions to these problems, including what God gave me after working, taking care of employees at U.S. Missile Defense and Space Command, a version of the brilliant pebble system I call LaserNet interferometry, which God gave me supernaturally, and I posted up 2.5 years ago, and again, reposted it with new improvements 6 months ago, that shows exactly how to actually create a missile defense system that will protect us from any missile, whether it's an EMP missile, chemical, biological, or nuclear missile. And that we, if we get this technology, we should share with all nations, so no one needs to be fearful of being destroyed by a missile attack from a rogue nation or a major power like Russia or China or America. And this needs to be dealt with. So, you know, when we're negotiating with trade, we see a currency war with China right now, and China's got their troops on the border with Hong Kong, and they want to take back Taiwan, which has the second most rapid reacting air force in the world with tons of nukes that we've given the Taiwanese. We've got the situation in Kerala in India, right on the Pakistani border, where they've actually shut down the section of the country of over 4.5 to 5 million people because there is a grave danger of an Indian-Pakistani war right now, with a warning zone time of only 2 to 5 minutes before they launch against each other if they think an incoming missile is coming at their territory or their military bases. We're in very dangerous times right now, and I'm hoping that Donald Trump with his intel people have some knowledge of this, but we have not only knowledge of the problem and its scope, but also solutions. Yeah. And I'm hoping that, so please go into all of this, these details, so the people who haven't heard before, if they are listening from the Trump administration or Mr. Trump himself, they realize we're praying for you, Mr. Trump. We're praying for America and Israel. We're praying for the whole world, that no one will deal with the future nature of what we call MAD, or mutual assured destruction. But with the new player of Russian nukes, which, by the way, they're rushing forward in the technology so much, about a week ago they had a major disaster where many Russian scientists died and technicians with their new hypersonic cruise missile system when it exploded on their launch sites in Russia. People need to understand that what's going on right now is extremely dangerous, and we're on the knife's edge of a catastrophe, aren't we?
Yes. Before I get into what you just alluded to, I have a special announcement to share with you and your listeners. I was trying to get through with an email, but I'll explain why I didn't go through in a moment. Less than an hour ago on NHK News, they mentioned that there was a lot of unrest, of course, amongst the protesters and the police in Hong Kong. But in addition to that, they showed footage without making any comments, but it appears that Chinese troops are massing on the border with Hong Kong. They may even be dressed in Hong Kong police uniforms, but they definitely appear to be Chinese troops in armored personnel carriers and troop carriers that are just basically covered with...
Let me insert a fact here. I've actually got reports from Hong Kong that there's Chinese troops that come in and dress as protesters, start protests and violence, and then attack the protesters after they've identified that they are actually Chinese police.
Yes.
And military troops. Go ahead.
Yes. The modus operandi is to provide their own provocateurs to instill even further riots and justify harsh treatment similar to Tiananmen Square of several years ago. And it appears that we have a very serious situation which might even lead to an all-out military invasion of Hong Kong from mainland China. But in the meantime, it appears that they're going to come in as Hong Kong police, but the number of armored personnel carriers and troop carriers with canvas coverings seems to be more of an army scale size.
I just got one of those inspirations that God gave me, and I got to insert this right now. Why do you think the timing is right now? And I'll tell you why. I just got it. I just got it supernaturally.
Go ahead.
The timing is right now. Because since Trump and China have been fighting a trade war over the past year, China's lost about up to 30% of their corporations have moved to other Asian countries or tried to start moving. A lot of those are not moving outside of China, they're moving to Hong Kong. So a lot of business, knowing that Hong Kong is much more open, it's like basically a British island protectorate that still has protection of America and other nations. So although it's connected to China, it has business and its personal court system and so on is autonomous and separate from the Chinese system.
Yes.
But a lot of businesses have moved their headquarters to Hong Kong from China proper, and the PLA and the billionaires have become very wealthy in China with forcing corporations to let no more than 49% of the corporation be owned by foreigners and hand over their technology and patents in China. A lot of those corporations now, especially with the aggressiveness of the Chinese government, have moved from China to Hong Kong. And the reason why they want to take over Hong Kong is because they're dying business-wise. In fact, I've got Gordon Chang on the program here about a month and a half ago talking about the coming disaster or coming destruction of China. His book is called The Coming Collapse of China. It's not just their demographics of at least 36.5 million excess males. It's probably more than 100 million. But it's actually the fact that their current practices are so aggressive against their own population. They even have monitoring helmets to monitor the emotional state and the alertness state of workers in factories now. They have a surveillance society that's collaborating with WhatsApp from Google and their surveillance system in there. So they have a social credit score. So there's over 13 million Chinese are now called under citizens, which means you only have a national healthcare system. If you're an under citizen, you don't qualify for drugs or even medical care. You can't get on a train or plane. And you don't qualify for work, so you have to actually live, you know, somehow scrounging food from people that'll feed you and don't even have the money to actually buy a place of refuge. So there's 13 million plus, and it's increasing, and they're now, of course, it's very easy to be put in one of 20,000 Lao Dai prison camps, and the first thing they do is they tissue type you. I have contacts going back over 20 years to Lao Dai. My youngest sister is actually married to a man whose mother swam across Kowloon Bay from Shenzhen, where her family were bankers, all shot in the back of the head by the communists when they came in. A lot of the communists got, a lot of people in had wealth in China and had an advanced warning from the British, and they moved their gold and their wealth and so on to Taiwan, which is why Taiwan is so nationalistic. They're so much more close to America in terms of nationalism. It's unbelievable. They're like dealing with Ukraine or Poland, who fully understand the danger of a Soviet republic, same way as that the Taiwanese understand the nature of a totalitarian regime, and so do the Hong Kong Chinese. These are very innovative business people, some of the most innovative on Earth.
Yes.
And they're massively expanding their business platform. What God just told me was the reason why China's moving now is they're realizing if this battle goes much longer, many of the large corporations are going to move their headquarters from China, from Shenzhen, and from Beijing and other major cities in China. They're going to move them to Hong Kong. Easy sneezy. And they're afraid that if China is blockaded, because there's no move on the part of Trump to allow China to take over Taiwan. And I guarantee, although Trump has been relatively silent, if those troops take an actual physical attempt to launch against Hong Kong, there's going to be met with very significant resistance from America and our allies. I don't think this is going to be allowed. Do you?
No, I don't. In fact, I made an effort to send a copy of the communique that I had just sent to the president to you, but by that time, the Chinese apparently had jammed my computer, and you were not able to receive it because my message was destroyed even on my computer.
Well, so, yesterday, believe it or not, now you know I get a lot of attacks. I mean, we even had to resurrect my audio files from yesterday's show, so I do videos, one before the show, one afterward. Was Josh Bernstein, and he was up in the corner of the video screen, so we had a great audio. But we'll probably redo that dealing with Mr. Epstein on the weekend. But I get lots of attacks. I know the building power went out here. I don't think it's by chance. Because in the past, I've had my internet, my Comrex, and my phone all go at the same time when they know I'm going to talk about a specific subject. So I know I'm fully monitored. And when I bring on guests like you that have serious issues that the president and our government needs to deal with, the real issue now, believe it or not, with Hong Kong has nothing to do with the fact that Hong Kong has a separate court system. It's that much of the trade is moving from China to Hong Kong. That's what I got supernaturally. Just literally as you raised the issue, I got that inspiration. I said I had to insert this. Now, why is that dangerous? Because China's weaponized the South China Sea Islands with nukes, and we don't have a nuclear treaty with China. They're also, although North Korea's missiles are all Russian, and the most advanced weapons systems, they actually, we have both technical support, and God can show me supernaturally, that since even Trump met with Xi the first time and with Kim from North Korea, that Russia has advanced their guidance systems and rockets even more. So they're not stopping by any means. In fact, we even though the Russians have stepped down some of their so-called military personnel in Venezuela, they've certainly not stopped advancing the placement of long-range intercontinental ballistic missile systems, and most likely are putting this new system they're testing, and then that's where they had the accident, of hypersonic cruise missiles that could change course in flight and evade all of our missile defense systems, including the brilliant pebbles or ground-based plasma weapons or space-based weapons to knock out their guidance systems. People aren't aware of this because I had the luck and the calling of God to actually take care of these employees for years and have advanced technical knowledge. I can tell you, the reason why Hong Kong's being taken is because the trade's moving from China to Hong Kong. That's what's going on right now, and the Chinese are freaked, aren't they?
Yes. Well, that makes definitely very good sense and very good
logic. If it rings in your spirit, you got to know it's probably true, and somebody out there that's a good journalist or researcher can probably find evidence in the next few weeks to see if whether or not this inspiration can be validated with external data, whether you're an economist or whatever. I didn't think if they actually pulled the number of companies that have moved their headquarters to Hong Kong from China or to other Asian countries, they'd probably be able to validate this pretty quickly.
Yes. But there's a good possibility now that Hong Kong will be completely taken over by the regime in Beijing. It's unthinkable.
If that happens, any corporations moving to Hong Kong will move to Europe or other Asian countries like Vietnam or whatever, or Japan. The death of China economically is in the works, and the world economy is heading toward a depression. That's what's going to result of this.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Legacy Emergency Foods is the top recommendation from Dr. Bill Deagle. For the lowest oxygen concentration, the largest entrees, the highest amount of protein, the most varied entrees as well, and the longest food storage life. Nothing like Legacy Emergency Foods, and if you place a regular monthly order, you get 20% off and free shipping. Do get emergency foods for your supply for preparation and get it from Legacy Foods. Contact Dr. Bill Deagle for the link at NutraMedical.com. Go to the Shop by Products link and drop down message at NutraMedical.com and then place your orders for regular emergency food for yourself and your family. Nothing like emergency food if the power goes out and you can't go to grocery stores or if there's an emergency or a national crisis. So NutraMedical.com, top recommendation, Legacy Foods. NutraMedical.com, go to the Shop by Products and drop-down menu, and stay well with NutraMedical every day of your life. Lumen Photon Therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, stimulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This amazing Lumen Photon Therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights. To obtain a Lumen Photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with you, providing nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the Lumen Photon Therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a Lumen Photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. To stay well with NutraMedical. The Sonic Life Machine is one of the most amazing therapies that Dr. Bill provides. It is the best sine wave exercise machine on the planet, doing whole body vibration, opening up the muscle to reduce insulin resistance, improve perfusion, release stem cell therapies throughout the body, and epigenetically stimulate the body to release DNA activated. The epigenetic therapy with the sine wave curve of frequencies given for atomic resonance by Linus Pauling for minerals and amino acids stimulates the production of messenger RNA to correct structural protein enzyme deficiency for almost every illness. There's nothing like the sine wave therapy for improving body healing for exercise, but also the epigenetic treatments Dr. Bell can provide can help neutralize frequencies for disease states and illness. Get a Sonic Life machine through Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com. Contact us at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871, or go to the website NutraMedical and give us a contact. Dr. Bill is available to help you get well with NutraMedical.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
And welcome back. I think we should next mention about the President Trump's response to the missile failures of tests that killed a lot of Russian technicians and scientists in Russia. And how this ties into the fact that the Russians are rushing forward now. I have interaction with Russian scientists. For example, at Storage Tech back in the mid-90s, I had former Russian scientists from there or from the former Soviet Union, Moscow, and elsewhere in Russia, and their tributary nations that were part of them, like Latvia, Lithuania, and Estonia. What people need to understand is the guy that I knew from Storage Tech made this comment that he always thought we had more advanced weapons than Warehouse 13, which is why we gave the Russians centrifuges and advanced military technology. And even in the late 90s under President Clinton, gave them targeting technology to U.S. cities and our allies. Even gave to the Chinese some version of supercomputers, not our really advanced stuff, which the gallium arsenide chip from Seymour Cray. But you have to understand, as we have advanced and expanded our enemy, or just look the other way when they're actually taking our trade or stealing our factories or taking our patents over, like China has for the last 30 years, so 80% of the new billionaires in the world are communist Chinese from China. We might as well call Amazon Chinacom, right, instead of Amazon, right?
Yes.
And we have to understand that the current trade war, they only buy about 2 to 3%. So when you hear the article on Drudge that, you know, it's harming our farmers, no, they only buy about 2 or 3% of our agricultural products. And in fact, believe it or not, they're very much against genetically modified, so they won't buy our GMO corn or corn. Do you know that? Or other products?
Well, so, they should be.
so they're concerned about that. And of course, the Europeans are very much against GMO, which is why if you want to buy bread in Europe, you can fly to Europe even if you've got the problem with bread and bloody diarrhea if you eat bread, and you eat the baguette from Paris, and you don't. That's because they don't put garbage in our food. So the next issue I think I'd like to talk about, and I want you to expand on, is Trump's response to the Russian failed test, because it kind of brings into focus the fact that the Russians are saying one thing, like he's snickering at Putin when he meets him over in overseas with talking about peace and these various accords. And on the other hand, Putin is playing a hardball game, because the only way Russia can take over and become the advanced superpower of the world again, even though they're basically the size of Rhode Island with their economy and with nukes, is to destroy America. And the weapon of indignation, which is a power blackout or affecting one side or the other of our elections, which they tried to do before, but they did a very poor job of it. And the idea of having a proxy nation of North Korea or Venezuela hit us from nukes that could hit our naval base. For example, one nuke over our naval base could actually take out all of our Navy that are parked in North, on there, because all of our nuclear Navy are in Norfolk, Virginia.
Yes.
They could hit one weapon of indignation at 90,000 feet or 80,000 feet over the east coast of the United States, and the entire United States would basically consume itself with cannibalism and electromagnetic power out, blackout destruction, because our UHF transformers are not designed to take a power surge. Now, of course, we have on our site from Standale power surge protectors, so you can hear solar panels or your power in your house can be protected, including your generator. But people need to understand we're purposely being allowed to be defenseless by regulators that want to see conflict. That's why a lot of the advisors around Trump are allowing Trump to make mistakes in terms of underestimating what Russia could do to us, even through a proxy country like North Korea hitting us with an EMP weapon, or even cyber hacking from Tianjin, China, where they have 250,000 plus Chinese Blue Army cyber hackers. They got a 250,000 cyber hackers that are hacking into our power grid, our air traffic controllers, and our sewage treatment plants right now, monitoring our commerce and everything. And people don't get it. And I think I'm hoping that Trump, you know, what were his comments when he heard about the Russian failure and these explosions occurring, killing a lot of people? He should understand that the Russians are racing forward because they know the time window is when, if and when Trump gets reelected and builds the Space Force and his missile defense system, which I'm sure if he looks at the one that I've sent him, which I think God gave me supernaturally, how to build a laser interferometry system, Russia's plans to be a world empire again are gone. As soon as any nation, including China, thinks that they're going to have a proxy nation that they're going to weaponize with nukes to strike us so that they won't be directly blamed or counterattacked immediately with space-based missiles or other technology, they're delusional. And unfortunately, these people, including in Russia and China, don't understand. Many of the people behind Putin are insane. And I think Putin is a narcissistic egomaniac, like his probably ancestor that I've dug up in my research. I call him Vladimir Rasputin because I have a feeling he's a descendant of the crazy Russian monk and the Tsarina. And he's got a very high IQ. He's a black belt in Russian martial arts. He doesn't drink vodka, so he's actually not demented. But he's twisted, and he's dangerous. And that's why even when I see there's an interview going on with one of the Fox News hosts there of Putin, I want to see that interview. But I guarantee you that Putin, who's smirking, is laughing at America going into another election because they think it's great that they're getting all this press that Russia and Russiagate happened, because it means that at home, everybody is fearful of Putin and realizes he can not only control elections in Russia and jail 1,400 people, but he can jail and cause destruction of our political system in America so nobody trusts each other. Nobody wants a dialogue. We have crazy Democrats who still think that they should impeach Trump when there's no basis to it. Tell us what you think about Trump's thinking of with this whole issue, because I believe we're in a disaster, a pre-disaster state. And right now, when I hear Scaramucci, what we call him, you know, they have two, what I call alpha dogs that were in the White House. That's why Scaramucci only lasted 10 days and got fired. But the fact that he's opening his yap right now, I find extremely disturbing that he's attacking Trump. I mean, Trump has some issues that he's doing that I think could be easily corrected, like no 5G network, fiber optic the country, no genetically modified food because they modify human biology and our animals we eat, and no recycling toxic water into our veggies or into human consumption water, bathing, cleaning, whatever. These are easy things to fix, and fix primary water. Stop earthquakes. I know how to do that, too. I can tell you how to turn off telluric frequencies so you can break megaquakes every century or two down to microquakes every day. That's why I find it very disturbing to see the blockades we've had trying to get the information through to President Trump and to his staff. And hopefully your certified letter and people listen realizes they have a great resource here, people down in the trenches who have analysis of every problem and a solution for everything that Trump is exposed to, whether it's the border, immigration. I'm glad he tightened up the green card thing. That's another smart move on his part.
Yes.
But the fact is that Trump is extremely deficient in terms of some of his advisors that either have a globalist view from the right, the PNAC people, Project for the New American Century, or they want to beat a war drum when we don't have missile defense or defense of our Navy, who are sitting ducks for Russian hypersonic cruise missiles or high-speed torpedoes that can destroy our Navy in a matter of minutes to hours or paralyze our electrical system like the Cook a few years ago when a jet flew over and knocked out our electrical power system for our aircraft carrier, even air conditioning. People don't understand that the planners of our military and the planners for production of our military defense systems are blitherers, you know? They're beyond stupid. They're blitherers. They're like someone who's in the terminal stages of dementia. What do you think?
Well, I concur with you, but if I make it back to what President Trump has said about the failure of the recent missile tests in Russia, it strongly suggests to me that he is finally waking up and realizing that although he has been very optimistic and using a lot of hyperboles about President Putin of Russia, I think he's come to the realization now that we are entering a Cold War, and that Russia has no intentions of being a peaceful nation with the United States, but rather out to destroy the United States. And that's why I am somewhat optimistic that you and I very soon may have the opportunity to meet with the president.
Well, you can actually have someone translate from Chinese to basically Cantonese the actual imperial documents of the 2025 plans for Xi including taking over AI and production of all commercial goods in the world. So, as I said, Amazon should be called Chinacom.
Yeah.
You know, people have to understand this. So this, when the latest tariffs went up, which, by the way, Trump has delayed the latest bump in tariffs for many goods, another, you know, 30% of produce over something like 25% tariffs, Chinese are smirking their head off when really they manipulated the currency to drop their currency to actually neutralize the effect of the tariffs for the cost for American producers or for Amazon bringing in frying pans to God knows what to sell to American consumers. The Chinese intention is to take over production of all commercial goods on the planet. They build 500,000 warehouses to warehouse everything from wood from that's hard to find in South America to materials and building blocks of strategic metals and so on, so that they can take over production of everything. And pretty soon, if we let them, they'll take over patents for everything right up to AI and 3D printing of machine parts, etc. We will not be able to compete with them for at least a window of time until we get our own system up to speed. And the problem is that if you look at the number of people trained in engineering, just in Beijing alone, there's more engineers graduate than all the engineers and all the PhDs in every hard science in America every year in the entire country. We can't compete with the machine of China as it currently exists. It won't exist like this forever because the aging male population has to take care of grandma and their parents. And there's not enough new children. That's why they published a few months ago 1.8 breed-ready females in China. I mean, this is based on WhatsApp and the Chinese government using American technology to actually, you know, go over their population and not only make people under citizens by their social scores, but also tell you how many women are actually of breed-ready age. I mean, this is pretty nuts, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And I'm hoping that President Trump will come to the realization that he needs to start acting now on these issues. But it's been very difficult because all of his advisors, like his National Security Advisor John R. Bolton, and others are basically...
He needs to ignore several people. First, he needs to ignore Bolton, Pompeo, and anybody who wore drum beating. He needs to take the following steps, and I'm going to give three or four steps. Number one, with China and Russia, close down all the swift transfer of money from Putin and all his oligarchs and all the Chinese PLA. Number two, do a chaperone all the ships going through the Gulf of Oman, and don't yet completely blockade Iran, but put it to them that if they don't succumb to actually have an agreement where they're going to allow us to have on-site inspection, that's all we need, is on-site inspection so you won't make nuclear materials or enrich to weapons-grade uranium to nuclear materials, and you won't advance your missile defense system so you can strike Israel or European cities, we got a deal. We'll take the threshold off. We'll not try to regime change of the mullahs. We'll leave you alone. And we need to actually tell the communists in Cuba that if you don't back off and withdraw your 46,000 troops, including the private guard around Maduro, we're going to blockade oil coming from Venezuela, and the lights are going to go out in Cuba. That's real simple. A telegram from Trump, done in this way, and basically say, we're not going to tell you how long it's going to be, but we're going to say, if you don't do it, any day this could happen. We could just blockade any oil, and the lights are going to go out. Now, if Maduro loses his private guard and 46,000 troops, we say the same thing to China. They got 35,000 special forces Chinese in Venezuela. We have Iran also has special troops in Venezuela, the Republican Guard. Do you know that? Iran has a lot of their specialized troops in Venezuela supporting Maduro. Why?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, and people have to know that each of these nations, we can give them, put them on notice, and we can do the first thing we need to do is has nothing to do with military. We need defensive strategies, which is missile defense, for Israel and our allies in the area, including Kurdistan, which is where the Kurdish and where the Christians are. They're protected in Kurdistan and Iraq from the crazy Muslims that want to kill them. That's why when you have an immigration from the Middle East, the Christians don't get put in a high priority, and a lot of them are dying or being already killed over the last decade or so.
Yes, especially in Iraq.
Especially in Iraq. And see, I have Christian ancestors that were at the first church in Syria. My ancestors, Syrio-Christians, that were the Maronite Christians had fought against the Muslims in the Shuf Mountains around Beirut. My ancestor was the 11th century general that fought against the Muslims. So I fully understand this in a genetic and a historical level. that Trump, if he followed my guidelines and stopped talking to Nancy Pelosi and Schumer, or allowing his own advisors like Don Lightning Bolt and Pompeo and the War Rooms guys, just close down with a few phone calls the banks of Putin, the oligarchs, and the Chinese communists, and blockade the oil, game is over.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, MycoD2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutraMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutraMedical. Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. At NutriMedical.com, we have the most amazing drinks with the best mouthfeel, highest quality bionutrient exposure to your body to heal and regenerate, and the most powerful persistence of nutrients to heal your body dramatically. We have Ageless, which makes you age less, which repairs your DNA, extends your telomeres, etc. We have Life Support that detoxes phase 2 detox pathways, glucuronidation, sulfation, and methylation pathway support. We have Glycemics that blocks the carbohydrate absorption and helps with diabetes or weight loss, and as well helps with people that are trying to build up muscle, using things like our special formulas from Dr. Wolf called Mega Muscles between meals along with Sports Energy Light. We have the amazing NutriComplete, the most complete red and greens drink in the world with the best mouthfeel and flavor. You can often mix it too with Vitamin Mineral Mix, which is our fruit-flavored mix power of vitamins. Stay well with NutriMedical every day.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space.
So, John, I want you to expand on this. I think I've given in the last segment a formula for what Trump needs to do, and he should stop tweeting and talking to media, Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer, and also his own people in his party that are stabbing him in the back and want him to do something stupid, like start a physical conflict.
Yeah.
All he needs to do is defense against missile attacks on our military bases and our Navy, and start doing financial and other things that will actually put a stop to it and actually stabilize the life for the people in Cuba, stabilize the people in Iran that don't want to die, stabilize the people in Russia that are, did a simulation October 5th, 2017, of a quarter of their population or 40 million because Putin and his advisors told them that you're almost certainly going to be attacked by America with nukes. We don't want to attack Russia, but there's war around beaters that when the conflict starts, they want to use their advanced not only nuclear missiles but space-based weapons that are literally centuries ahead of our colleagues and our potential enemies. And this will destroy the human race. And, of course, this is the intention of the Dark One, Satan and his opposer and his minions here on Earth. And many of these secret orders that actually want to see destruction, including the 12 bombers in Iran, that believe that they start a nuclear war, that Islam will take over the world. And people don't understand, this is not just insanity, it's evil. It's demonically possessed, disturbed ideas, and it's everywhere. It's in the Democrats, I call it demon rats. It's in the warmongering Republicans, like Mr. Like Pompeo and Bolton. It's in Nikki Haley, who used to be representing over in the United Nations. It's in a lot of people who are advising me, even on Fox News. There's people, they won't cross certain red lines, even people that will kiss Trump's butt, like Hannity. He won't ask tough enough questions to get Trump to reformulate maybe his ideas and proposals. But, you know, Trump just gesticulating and getting angry and saying comments back to people isn't going to fix the problem. What I laid out in that last segment will fix it. The same way he came up with a brilliant idea to tighten up the green card, so if you look like you're going to be dependent on America, but he needs to move further, and I'll extend this a little further. You need to have your special forces and Delta Ops to go in and start killing the drug cartels and make it livable in these countries. And you got to make sure that if you're going to give money to the Central American countries, it builds homes, businesses, connective internet, let's say fiber optics, and allows them to actually participate in a system of trade so they can actually want to stay in their own home country. I'm certain the people in Guatemala and Nicaragua and El Salvador do not want to move to America if they can make a decent living, eat clean vegetables grown locally, and have a home that's safe and not be worried about having a drug cartel come to their home and demand money or kill their kid if he won't join their cartel.
Right.
People don't understand. This is the real issue. And because America won't face it, our SAD, or Special Activity Division of the CIA, and our corrupt government, which is why the DOJ and Department of Justice and FBI need to get rid of people like Mr. Ray, who's an obstruction to truth. And we need to clear up our prison system. Look at this center in Manhattan. Didn't even monitor this guy Epstein. I mean, I know because I work with prisons, and I saw prisons when I worked even in Canada at the Banfield Pavilion, that every protocol was violated because they wanted this guy dead. I mean, he had marks on his neck, and then they said, he tried to kill himself by putting his own hands on his neck. Are you kidding me? Do they think we're that stupid we're going to believe that, or that they didn't have paper-thin sheets in his room where he couldn't hang himself from the top bunk?
Yeah.
Or they didn't have a camera facing him, or they took the day before he killed himself, his so-called co-inhabitant was removed from the cell. And these guys, they didn't even have a proper person filling in. They had someone who was not even properly trained, a prison guard, to actually watch him every 15 to 30 minutes.
Yeah.
This is all by design, okay? So the number of people, including right up to Prince Andrew, who like to suck the toes of prepubertal females and lots of billionaires, and as they say, they use what's called sex trafficking and his island, they call it, Abomination Island, I call it. They call it other things, like, but Lolita Island and his Lolita Express, with people like Bill Clinton. This is all designed because they were using sexual blackmail of world leaders, billionaires, and people like Prince Andrew.
Yes.
That's how they try to control the world. This is part of the arm of the SAD, CIA, and the Mossad, which he worked for. They should refer to him as Agent Epstein. They should never refer to him as just Epstein. He's Agent Epstein, isn't he?
Yes. By the way, have you ever heard of former Representative David Hansen? Hansen. I think he was a U.S. congressman from Idaho, possibly Utah, but in that general vicinity. And he was arrested, I think, on alleged tax charges. And he was placed in the federal prison system. And for some reason, they would transfer him almost on a daily basis from one prison to another. So he spent at least one-third of his time on prison buses going from one prison to another throughout the
right.
United States.
Wow.
The way he was treated, it was just unbearable. And yet this was going on here in supposedly a free nation.
No, America's not free. Listen, when you have Carlyle Group, which is, by the way, the Bushes own major shares in Carlyle, we have a public, we have a private prison system, which we have in jail more people in the prison system in America than any nation in human history. That's not rational.
Yes.
Some of these people need to be in drug rehab. Some of these people need to be, have a tracker or anklet and have a job outside where they're being tracked. Some people need to do daily urine tests to make sure there's no illegal drugs, and if they are, they're going to be put on a lockdown. I was a toxicologist for the Pentagon, the Olympics, etc., and the Department of Defense. And I'll tell you right now, there's technologies and ways to keep people outside of prison that are minor, people that smoke marijuana or grow weed or whatever, or magic mushrooms, that need mental help. They do not need to be in a damn prison where they go to PhD and master's level university to become bad criminals with co-criminals inside the prison. What I see happening is pure insanity. And again, the people like Carlyle make a lot of money, to the tune of $70,000 to $100,000 per year profit for keeping people inside the box, where they actually manufacture things for various factories that contract to prison workers.
Yes.
Right?
There's another issue that's been coming up domestically, especially here in Southern California, that there seems to be a political agenda now where they're coming up with this theme, build bridges, not walls. And you and I know exactly why we don't want those bridges and why we need those walls. They're unaware of the activity that's going on and has been going on for quite some time south of the border.
By the way, only 40% of the people are crossing the border. We need to put drones up immediately. So Trump is another thing you should do. Long before you get your physical wall up, you can put tethered balloons, you can put drones up, you can do cyber watching from near space, especially over areas where you never can build a wall over an embankment or the main river. You can't put a wall up in the river. The cattle go down there to drink. But you can put a cyber wall up in a matter of 30 days. Second thing you need to do is you have to realize 60% of the people that are in America illegally stay here, fly in, or come in a boat, and they just overstay their visa.
Yeah.
They don't come across the wall. People, and by the way, they're not just Mexicans and Central Americans. They're Russian, Europeans, Angolans. They're all kinds of people, aren't they?
Yes. They're from all over the world and not necessarily our best friends.
They're here for industrial espionage. They're here for business deals. They're here for political corruption. Because remember, America and its transnational corporations pretty well runs business around the world. Although we're 4% of the population, probably 75% of corporations are American-based originally. And the problem is, you see, if we protected our patent rights, if we protected our territorial things, and we could allow states and governments to tax transnational corporations that are American-based anywhere in the world, like California, California is smart that way. They tax transnational corporations anywhere in the world. Did you know that? No other state does that. Why not? I don't know. But if a transnational corporation based in the United States, like IBM Corporation, is doing activity, I don't care if you're Ohio or Montana, you should be able to sue them and get tax money.
Yeah.
And the thing is, that would push them to come back here and manufacture in America, number one. Number two, we protect intellectual property because we have an innovative economy. This is something that Trump's trying to do. And even the senator, what's his name, Marco Rubio, has stated that the biggest thing that China's doing is not just forcing our corporations to hand over patents, it's to actually steal intellectual property and then try to upgrade it with their giant battery of engineers and scientists, which can't create new things, but they can steal it and do minor upgrades, and all of a sudden they repatent it.
Yes.
And so what I see happening right now is the terminal phase, because we have an innovative economy. If we lose that innovation to China and other nations, we won't have an economy. Other people will be able to manufacture our goods better than us. And we will, and if these idiots that are environmentalists move us to back before 1750 without internal combustion engines and aircraft, we won't even be able to support the large populations in our cities. We'll end up with killing fields in the large giant cities in the United States or anywhere around the world. And these morons that think that they understand the environment, I'd love to see them on. I'm going to get Patrick Moore on because I'm a charter member of Greenpeace, actually helped to co-found as one of the final original members almost 50 years ago. I was doing oceanography research before I even went into medicine in 73.
Yes.
So what I'm seeing right now is pure horse manure for so-called pseudoscience by these so-called pseudoscientists coming up with PETA and whatever, and they don't understand the recycling of the carbon oxygen cycle and the danger of things we are doing wrong, like poisoning the oceans with toxic waste that's killing the phytoplankton, or allowing some chemicals to go to the upper atmosphere, but chlorofluorocarbons are so heavy they never get to the upper atmosphere to destroy the ozone layer. They're too damn heavy. But nitric oxide, which we remove, by the way, with our catalytic cryo-crackers on cars, and other technologies, easy sneezy for us in any nation to do so we don't poison the ozone layer, which, by the way, the oxygen concentration is dropping because we're killing the phytoplankton. And we need also to stop them from destroying the trees, but the biggest problem is 80% of the world's oxygen comes from phytoplankton in the upper benthic layer of the oceans. It doesn't come from trees in the Amazon rainforest.
California is one of the few states in the nation that has a carbon tax on fuel. Most people in California are not aware of that.
Yeah, I know they do. And this carbon tax, basically, we're carbon-based units. That's humans. This is insanity. And the idea that they think that building an electric car creates less, building an electrical car and batteries actually creates more pollution than having an internal combustion engine. They don't know this, do they? Even solar panels makes more pollution than an internal combustion engine. Now, technology that could be advanced would be solar to hydrogen. And hydrogen is a fuel of the future. But, in fact, we should have tokamak fusion engines all across the country, and we should have nodes where the power can't go out if part of the grid goes down. And we should have underground storage facilities like my niece developed. She had her PhD from Princeton in nuclear physics by 18 and her master's by 13. And she developed a system for storing gigawatts of power by underground compression chambers. That's already being marketed all over the world right now for the last 10, 12 years. What we have to understand here is that there's a solution to every problem. And what I see with Trump is ignore people that need to be ignored, move forward with your agenda, and don't announce it until after it's already done. In other words, after we've blockaded Venezuela and Cuba fuel because they won't collaborate with us by removing their troops. Closing the banks in Russia and China and their billionaires' money, that needs to be done immediately.
Yes.
We need to actually talk to the people in the South China Sea. We need to tell the Chinese, de-weaponize the South China Sea that has intermediate and short-range nuclear weapons, because they're actually threatening traffic in the area, both air and naval traffic, and the most busy traffic zone in the world. I don't see that this makes sense. And then Trump is basically passing on the tariff on China. No, Trump. That tariff needs to be up, but we also need to say we're going to have a countervailing system to counteract any currency manipulation you're doing to neutralize our tariffs. Because the Chinese decide, oh, you think you're so smart, Americans. We'll just fiddle with our currency. And Trump capitulates by saying it's fine to say we're going to allow us to suspend our tariffs. No, you don't have a deal, Trump. Don't offer them anything until they actually move in our direction, which is don't buy coal from North Korea to support their economy until we get collaboration. And to be honest with you, the same with Russia. Those are not North Korean nukes. There's a Russian nukes parked in North Korea, aren't they?
That's so true.
Same thing with Venezuela. Those are Russian nukes parked in La Orchilla Island in Punta Huerte, Nicaragua. Let's get some reality checks here, Trump, and stop talking to the media until it's done. And then give a little expose, and you should have a half an hour to an hour expose on scripture with your vice president and prayer for our nation every week on television. That's what you need to start doing, because our nation will be led by leaders led by the Most High God and by prayer. That'll bring the truth. So hopefully they'll get this letter from John W. Spring, and we can get an audience with Trump. We need to be your Samuel counsel. If you don't have our wisdom, you will, even if you're elected, will mess up, and America will die. That's what's going to happen if you don't listen.